Brad. We're going to get started here with Brad Keselowski. We're going to go straight to questions. We will go to Jacob Steelman.
Thanks, Steph. And Brad, congratulations on the great run. Kind of a two-parter here. What more do you feel like you needed to be able to go up there and compete with Larson? And then we saw you run across the ball field to congratulate him. What do you think it does for him, for the sport, to see him be able to come back and win as quickly as he has?
Well, it's tough for me to speak to what it means to the sport, but I think it's a good thing. I think everybody loves a good redemption story. And, you know, he's fought really hard for his opportunity to come back and making the most of it. So I'm happy for him. And I think I told him that. I'm just happy for him. You know, I wanted to win. I told him that I wanted to win the damn race. But if I could, and I was glad he did. And, you know, like we've all been kind of pulling for him. So, you know, in order to be better than him, he just had a little more speed than we had today. You know, I could wrangle the top and make something happen. I could wrangle the bottom a little bit, make something happen on restarts. But he just, he could run as fast as we could down the straightaways and just a little bit faster than us in the corners.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockrass.
Yeah, Brad, I want to say after one of the stages, you said something like, you know, I've seen that before. And I think you were referring to Larson. I'm curious, can you elaborate on that? Is that something that car remind you of, or what it was doing, or is that not, or was it something more technical you can't talk about?
Honestly, I don't remember, Bob. That's the honest truth. I'm not even going to give you a nope. I'm just going to tell you my memory sucks. Did I say that?
I want to say you did. Maybe I was listening to a different person. But was there ever any thought that in your mind that Larson was not going to be able to come in and be and have an impact right away?
No. He got in a great car. He's a great driver. And he's going to make things happen because that's what he does. He's a heck of a wheelman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next, we're going to go to Jordan Bianchi.
Hey, Brad, wondering, you were up front all day running with the Hendrick cars. Are you seeing anything out of them and what they're doing differently than maybe a year or so ago when they didn't have as much speed?
Well, you know, motorsports by nature is very cyclical. You know, I think there's no secret that the Chevys have had a number of down years. And, you know, with that comes adjustments. The Chevy camp made some big adjustments. I think last year or maybe the year before last with the body on the car and got better, and then made a big adjustment this year with the engines and probably took a step up. So across the board, they look pretty strong, and those are some significant upgrades, and they're making the most of them.
Thank you.
Problem.
Next, we're going to go to Jeff Gluck.
Brad, when this race has been even earlier in the season before, you've said, you know, too small of a sample size to really make any big judgments. Now that this is the fourth race, you know, is it fair to start wondering if teams that aren't performing up to sort of like the Hendrick, Gibbs, Penske level are in trouble? I mean, the four team, for instance, wasn't even on the lead lap today. Stewart Haas seems to be off. Like, should we be reading anything into that at this point?
Yeah, you know, it's such a strange year. I mean, I think every company is a little different. And inside of every company, the teams are all a little different. You know, I think there's a fair amount of companies that have probably punted to, you know, next gen, which is sensible. And then there's, you know, some companies that have really doubled down on this year's car and their team and lineup, which makes sense too. And to each their own. It's hard to tell in the first three races who's done what, but I felt like all along Homestead was, or not Homestead, Vegas was the clearest indicator of what we're going to see for a lot of the season. Both of these races, Vegas and next week in Phoenix, I think they represent what it's going to take to win the championship, being good on tracks of these two types. You know, we can tell the most from these races. As far as teams that might be ahead or behind others, you know, it's still pretty early, but certainly cause for concern if you weren't towards the front today.
Thanks, Brad.
No problem, Jeff.
Next, we're going to go to Dustin Long.
Thank you. Brad, certainly this is a track where Team Penske typically excels. So a performance like you had today, performance like your teammates, is there much that you get out of it? Or is this like, hey, this is what today was supposed to be about? Or is there a little concern that, hey, we didn't get what we've normally gotten in the past?
Yeah, I think there is certainly an expectation when we come to Vegas that we'll run really well. And, you know, I try not to take anything for granted there. But for whatever reason, we've just always been really good here at Team Penske. And, you know, this year was no exception.
Thank you.
No problem.
Next, we'll go to Kelly Crandall.
Thanks, Steph. Hey, Brad, I have two for you. It's kind of funny to hear you use the term strange year just four races into the season. Is that with because it's four different winners? I mean, has that really kind of changed the dynamic? Or is it, like you said, seeing the teams that are up there and that are not up there? Can you sort of elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, we've seen over the last 4 weeks, different teams in different places than I think preseason predictions would have said. So still early. Got a lot of running left to do, but very interesting and a provocative year.
And this seemed like one of the more competitive races at Vegas with this 550 package, certainly off of restarts. Did it feel like that behind the wheel? Did it feel competitive and fun?
Well, yeah, the restarts are, you know, crazy. And then I felt like after, you know, about 15 laps, we saw the race settle into its typical self. So it's always fun to be a race car driver. It's just really about, you know, chocolate or vanilla ice cream. And, you know, I like both of them, but to each their own on their tastes.
All right, Brad. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. Safe travels home, and we'll see you next week in Phoenix.
Appreciate it. Good turnout. 77 media on here. Way to go, guys. Appreciate your support of our sport. And be safe, whether you're driving home or at home. We'll see you around the bend.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We are getting set up to bring our race-winning team in. So please hang tight here, and we'll get them in.